Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A man and a woman have been arrested for their role in a deadly arson 2 weeks ago in the Strawberry Mansion neighborhood of Philadelphia. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Philadelphia police say SWAT and the homicide unit executed a search warrant in the 2800 block of West Albert Street in North Philadelphia on Wednesday. 67-year-old Charles Sumter and 44-year-old Fleetie Newell were taken into custody. Both have been charged with multiple counts of murder and related offenses in connection with the deaths of the Thompson family. Police aren't saying what the motive was at this time. Officials say on June 13th, just before 5 a.m., a fire was intentionally set at a house in the 2500 block of North Corley Street in Strawberry Mansion. The fire claimed the lives of three family members, including 6-year-old Asad Thompson and 4-year-old Alaya Thompson Newell and their pregnant mother, 32-year-old Ashley Thompson.
A 2-year-old child and a 52-year-old woman who were also in the burning building remain hospitalized, both in stable condition. Philadelphia's blue-collar workers are threatening to strike beginning Tuesday if they don't have a new contract with the city by then. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
District Council 33 President Greg Boulware met with members via Zoom last night and says they are prepared to walk if the city doesn't agree to a significant wage increase.
For the last 35 years plus, the wage increases for the members of District Council 33 have been subpar or very minimal. And all that has done is increase the economic gap for the affordability to live inside of Philadelphia versus the wages that we actually receive.
Mayor Sherelle Parker has proclaimed herself a labor mayor and put $500 million in the city budget for wage increases for all four unions.
I'm hoping that we come away from the table with some common ground.
Well, Ware says he was hopeful too going into talks, but found the city falling back on an old argument.
They cite the Trump administration and the lack of funding coming into Philadelphia, but quite honestly, we've been hearing these things for many, many years. You know, if it's not the pandemic, if it was the financial crash, the city has traditionally balanced their budget on the backs of our members of District Council 33.
The last time D.C. 33 went on strike nearly 40 years ago, workers stayed out for 20 days as thousands of tons of garbage piled up in the street, putrefying in the July heat. A kitten that was up for adoption at a Burlington County shelter has tested positive for rabies. The black and brown kitten was found in Mapleshade and brought to the Burlington County Animal Shelter in West Hampton as a stray. The animal was quarantined as part of normal protocol, then released on June 19th and made available for adoption. But on June 24th, the animal started showing symptoms of rabies. Dr. Holly Cucuzella with the Burlington County Health Department says the kitten had to be euthanized in order to get tested.
And was starting to show symptoms and was suffering. And so, especially with rabies, there's really only one outcome for an animal or a human once they start to show symptoms, which is death. So we wanted to go ahead and do the humane thing and then get it tested.
Health officials urge anyone who visited the shelter between June 19th and 24th and were bit, scratched, or had contact with the kitten saliva to seek medical attention. Philadelphia is adding 15 schools to the list of those receiving city-sponsored before and after-school services. That story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
10 district schools and 5 charters are joining the 25 schools that inaugurated the Extended Day, Extended Year program last year. Mayor Parker made the announcement Friday at City Hall.
15 more schools where students will have access to enrichment, extended care, and nearly 2 months of camp experiences that they need.
Jasmine Rodriguez, mom of a daughter who will be in fourth grade at Vare Washington Elementary, says she's glad her school was on the list last year.
We have access to after-school activities and enrichment programs at no cost, which I'm so thankful for.
But Mayor Parker says 75% of the students at those schools have met the district's attendance benchmark compared to 61% district-wide. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.